Hello and welcome to the Peer Ed program. I'm your host, Warren Baxter. In today's episode, we will talk about how people present themselves with Frankie, Shanna Baxter, and Kyle Schneider. We'll even discuss how gender presentation does not equal gender identity and many other topics. Be sure to stay till the end for all the information.
This podcast is produced by the REC Peer Education Team. The Rec Room is the youth programs branch of Kachemak Bay Family Planning Clinic. To learn more, visit homerrecroom.org.
As mentioned earlier, our guests today will include my friend Frankie.
My name is Frankie Opatz, and I use he, him pronouns, and I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I work at Kenai Peninsula Mental Health here in Homer. And I also work at the Rec Room volunteering my time.
My mom, Shanna.
My name is Shanna. I am a domestic engineer with a degree in nursing.
And my teacher, Kyle.
My name is Kyle Schneider. My pronouns are he, him, and I am the choir director at Homer Middle and Homer High School.
I will begin by asking a question, and all guests will respond to the question, so thank you for joining me today. First question, do you see any differences on how people present themselves in different groups of people?
Can you give me an example of what you mean by that?
Like, if I was like with a certain group of friends, mm-hmm. and then went to a different group of friends, could you notice a difference in how I act?
I see what you're saying. Okay, so the same person in two different groups or scenarios. Oh, most definitely. I think that we all do that. I think to lesser and like greater extents, depending on so many factors. I mean, I don't know if, of course, the first thing that comes to my mind is like gender presentation. And I see that like in a lot of ways, you know, we think about, okay, how comfortable am I to, you know, present myself authentically and dress exactly how I want, or maybe there's a different scenario where like we're a little bit less comfortable. And so we're, you know, we'll wear something that's gonna maybe be a little less authentic to who we are, but wanting to fit that space so that we can feel more as comfortable as possible. And I see that even like in Homer, like thinking about when I first moved to Homer as opposed to when I lived in like a bigger, more progressive city, I would say that like gender presentation is pretty different depending on like rural and city environments. And I think that for sure happens.
I think most people have different costumes and masks they wear depending on the environment they're in.
I mean, are you like when you say how you present yourself, like are we talking the whole thing or are we talking how you dress, how you act, how you speak?
The whole thing.
Okay. So there is a process, might even be considered a scientific theory, called code switching. Mm-hmm. And code switching can become very helpful and important for different groups of people based on your interactions with those people and how well you know them. And so the way that someone acts in a professional setting, such as at school where I work, is potentially going to be different than how I interact with just my family.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Question two. How do you think gender identity affects how that person presents?
I think that it can be really intertwined. But also, I think that some people think about it a whole lot, aka trans people probably, and a lot of people, I would guess a lot of cisgender folks maybe don't think very frequently or aren't as aware of it because it's not something that they've ever had to think about. And so I think that, for me, at least in the beginning of my transition, my the fact that I was trans and my and the way that I identified really impacted the way that I dressed and tried to present myself. And I do see that with a lot of trans folks and even other folks within the LGBTQ community, of often like at the beginning of a transition or like coming out of sort of like overcompensating or going, like I tried to dress like ultra male kind of, I'm sure I never really did, but you know, I was really cognizant of, because like hormones and things hadn't totally taken full effect. And so I think I had more feminine qualities at that time. And so I was sort of then trying to make up for that in my presentation and in my dress. But I found, you know, since, you know, I now have a tiny bit of facial hair and a lower voice, that I feel more comfortable kind of coming back from that and being a little bit more playful and, you know, wearing whatever you call more feminine clothing at times, because it feels like the right balance. So I definitely think that gender identity paired with context and like your space and surroundings, all of that goes into play with the way that we try and present ourselves.
I think when somebody identifies as a certain gender, they're identifying with traits that they've learned throughout life coming from people of that gender. So I think sometimes it can make us judge ourselves harshly.
Yeah.
Other times, I guess it has the most has to do is with self-acceptance.
You can utilize the way in which you present yourself to help the outside world have clarification for who you are or who you identify as. Mm-hmm. And that becomes particularly important if your gender identity now does not match the gender identity that your community knew at a previous time, mm-hmm. or your community may know in a future time either.
Yeah.
And so being able to have that ability to effectively code switch on behalf of the people around you, I think is really important and really helpful. Mm-hmm.
Question 3, have you noticed any effects that wearing different articles of clothing and or colors affect people?
But I guess from my experience, I would say that, again, you know, from my lens and working with a lot of trans folks and myself being trans, is that, you know, the clothes that you wear, I mean, that's the way that we show the world. It's a large part of our presentation. So I think if you're comfortable in what you're wearing and you feel good, then that definitely goes beyond just that. Like I think that, you know, if you think about somebody who's maybe really uncomfortable and super feminine or really tight clothing, and they end up wearing that all day long, you can imagine that they're going to have a lot harder time. They're going to be distracted, right? They're going to feel uncomfortable. They're going to have a harder time focusing at school or interacting with peers. So I definitely think that the way that, you know, really boils down to just authenticity and dressing and being your most comfortable self in as many spaces as possible. Because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I work with a lot of people that when that's not able to happen in their lives, that it leads to anxiety, it leads to, you know, a whole gamut of issues when you're not able to, you know, be yourself.
Yes. On a personal level, certain colors and articles of clothing can affect people's moods. On a level of being other people's perception of you, the colors that you're wearing also play a big role in how other people will perceive you.
Okay. Could you please elaborate a little bit more?
Well, I'll elaborate with one of my dearest friends. Some days when she's out moving about. She's got a color on, a certain color of her choice, usually purple, that just, she's in a bad mood that day, and we know she's in a bad mood that day. Mm-hmm. So she herself had admitted that. In my case, certain colors, if I wear them, change my moods.
Yeah.
So if I'm feeling depressed and I'm wearing black and I switch to a brighter colored shirt or outfit, it tends to make me feel better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely. So particularly in the world of education, one of the things that I learned when I first took a job in Alaska, coming from the Midwest, was that the further west and the further north you traveled as a professional educator, the less restrictive clothing policies became. Growing up in Illinois, the expectation was that teachers who identified as male were going to wear a shirt and tie, or a shirt, tie, and suit coat, or a suit every day, unless it was really, really hot out, or it was a dress down day, right? But then I moved to Alaska, and there's basically no dress code for teachers. And so my first couple of years, that really surprised me. And over time, I've kind of adapted my own uniform to suit the style of the classrooms I'm teaching in.
Mm-hmm.
Question 4. How do you think people have problems presenting themselves?
Oh my gosh. Costuming is always an issue. Right? Like that's a thing regardless of if it's a theater or if it's a profession or it's the way in which you choose to dress yourself on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the, oh my gosh, what am I going to wear? But it's exploded based on what group you're going to be in front of that day. Or if you're trying to figure out if something works for you or not. Or if that's a style or dress code that's appropriate for the venue that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're also limited, particularly in Homer or other small towns, rural small towns, you're limited by what's available depending on if you have transportation or not, depending on if you have access to ordering off the internet. And then it's the never ending, is this going to fit when it gets here? Can I afford to make that kind of commitment?
Mm-hmm.
Question 5. Do you think gender presentation does not equal gender identity?
It's kind of this slippery slope thing. Like, mm-hmm. It can, if that empowers someone.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the opposite is true. It can be, gender presentation can be used and weaponized by people who want certain people to conform, to put them in a box, for lack of better terms. Right? And so, can they be misconstrued one for the other? Absolutely. But they can both be used to empower and demonize or weaponize at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Question 6. Do you think gender presentation matters?
I feel like that's kind of a loaded question. To me, gender presentation absolutely matters. But that's because that's the world I work in. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not 9 to 5 at a desk. I'm not in a cubicle. I'm in front of young people trying to figure out the world. And so for me, gender presentation is just part of how people grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly how people learn to navigate the world they exist in.
I do not think gender presentation should matter. Unfortunately, we live in a world where we are still educating a lot of the world on gender presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So whether we want it to matter or not, it still kind of does, but I'm hoping in the future it won't matter anymore.
Yeah.
That's a hard question to answer.
Yeah. Totally get that. Question 7. If you don't mind me asking, how do you present yourself?
I suppose the best way that I could describe that would be as gender-wise would be male, right?
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the clothing that I own falls within the stereotypical male clothing, pants, long sleeve shirts, usually with collars. I am, my Midwest upbringing is very strong in how I present myself in professional settings. It's dress shirts and bow ties, and dress shirts and neckties, or I'll wear a suit coat, or I'll wear a vest. But arguably, I wear more jewelry than some traditionally gendered men do. I wear bracelets, I wear wristlets, I wear rings, I wear watches. And those are just things that are part of how I costume, for lack of better terms. But everything I wear and present to the public is also something that signifies something about me.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, the example that I'll use is my bracelet. The bracelet that I wear almost every day has beads on it, and those beads are made out of a stone that is only found in one area of the United States. And the center bead on that bracelet has gravel from Lake Michigan, which is the Great Lake that I grew up on. And so it has severe meaning to me, but it also serves as something to share with a group of people if they have questions.
I present myself as a strong, independent woman.
We talked about many things in this episode, whether it be gender presentation or gender identity. Thanks for listening. It means a lot. Have a great rest of your day. Warm wishes from your host, Warren Baxter, your local gemstone enthusiast. Thanks for listening. If you would like to hear more, please go check out my coworkers' podcasts. Talk to you soon.